An increasing number of American movies are being shot in other countries, and that's costing thousands of American jobs, especially in California. As motion pictures have become more expensive to make, Hollywood studios have decided to shoot in locations where labor costs are lower. David Darcy reports that U.S. unions are scrambling for solutions as the situation worsens.
Over the last 2 years, employment in the feature film industry fell by about 50,000. Brian Unger is vice president of the Directors Guild of America, or DGA, which organizes directors, assistant directors, prop managers, and other workers on film crews.
As of today, there were 11 feature films shooting in Romania and I think 7 shooting in Los Angeles. Now, those 11 films represent 11 production managers who aren't working. Second assistant directors will have no second assistant directors there. So that's 11 crews, if you will, who aren't working because of the attraction of working in Romania.
Union workers who are not being flown to Romania to work on productions like the Civil War epic Cold Mountain say they're hardest hit by runaway production. Those workers are trying to make their presence felt. They say their potential support in the California governor's race was one reason why Arnold Schwarzenegger shot Terminator 3 in Los Angeles rather than Vancouver. But the film studios say going abroad was inevitable and still is. Van Stephenson is director of legislative affairs for the Motion Picture Association of America.
It's a worldwide market that we live in, and, you know, with the average cost of a motion picture that's produced and distributed by MPAA member companies approaching $90 million per film, and the risk involved with the motion picture business to begin with, cost is going to be a factor that we look at.
And labor is one cost that studios can reduce considerably by going abroad.
The cost of a lighting technician in California is $365 a day, and for that same amount you can get the same lighting technician for a week in Eastern Europe.
Steve Katz is the co-creator of Dolby Sound and a former union member who's now director of the Center for Entertainment Industry Data and Research. He tracks runaway production and its effect on jobs, especially union jobs.
When the manufacturing jobs started going in the 80s, we were told that they were going to be replaced with more service-oriented jobs, and the film industry is considered to be a service industry by Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it was. Now what's happened is that the service jobs are going away. We lost over a million computer jobs. We're losing telemarketer jobs. We're losing tech support jobs. We're losing everything. And so all industries are doing the same route, which is basically going where they're getting lower labor rates, favorable exchange rates, and government subsidies.
The unions know the scale of job loss. They're just not sure how to address it. One approach has been to counter the Canadian subsidies, which all told can amount to more than 40% of total costs. In Illinois, which stood by as the film Chicago was filmed in Toronto, legislators voted in a 25% rebate on film labor budgets. Other states are considering similar programs. But Mark Lubkeman of Boston Consulting Group, who studied runaway production for the Directors Guild and Screen Actors Guild, says the public may not want to subsidize movie studios with higher taxes.
People want jobs in their backyard, but there's a big difference between wanting jobs in your backyard and really driving a set of solutions so that those jobs can materialize.
The unions, the film studios, and state film commissions have all signed on to 2 federal bills to support U.S. production of films under $10 million. That's about 1/8 of a typical studio film's budget. But now there's a union insurgency with another approach. FTAC, the Film and Television Action Committee, is a nonprofit organization made up mostly of union members that's attacking runaway production through treaty enforcement. Without subsidies, Canadian film production costs are only 3 to 4% less than U.S. costs, says FTAC's lawyer, Alan Dunn. He says it's foolish to try to compete by paying subsidies to keep films in the U.S.
Starting a subsidy war is never the right solution. That just raises costs for everybody.
Instead, Dunn says, FTAC will ask the U.S. Trade Representative to petition the World Trade Organization under what's called Section 301. That's how countries act through the WTO to try to stop foreign subsidies which hurt domestic industries. The studios, which support film subsidies everywhere, are opposed to it. So are leaders of most film unions. Dunn thinks it's the most efficient way to resolve what threatens to be an expensive battle.
If you use a trade action, which would be directed at eliminating the Canadian subsidies, and by the way, similar subsidies that other countries have undertaken. That's not such a costly action, not such a great tax burden on the U.S., in fact, a very minor burden on the U.S. taxpayers, since what it would be doing is primarily redirecting the time and effort of the United States Trade Representative's office.
So far, FTAC has prepared its petition, but it hasn't filed. And the petition would begin by addressing Canada, just one country where American studios are filming major movies. Steve Katz of the Center for Entertainment Industry Data and Research is not optimistic that much will change.
The average film worker will make around $50,000, $60,000 a year. The employment's not steady, so you make a good living for 5 weeks, and then you could be off for 15 weeks. But these are middle-class jobs. When Canada was lobbying their government for production subsidies, their rallying cry was, these are the jobs your children will want. Unless something is done to stem runaway production, the only entertainment jobs for our children will be selling DVDs at Walmart.
Given that level of frustration, unemployed film industry union members have considered direct action. Just last month, a symposium for Canadian film production at the St. Regis Hotel in Los Angeles was canceled after Teamsters and other union members planned a rally there. If that happens again, and FTAC leaders say it could, cynics say there's always Plan B. Hold the meeting in Canada. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.